Moments before convicted Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev was formally sentenced to death yesterday, bombing survivors heard something they never thought they'd hear. It was Tsarnaev saying he's sorry for the pain and suffering he caused. But as WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports, most of the survivors were unimpressed by the bomber's words.
Tsarnaev's apology came after more than 2 hours of victim impact statements. Victims expressed anger, fear, even forgiveness for the 21-year-old who will spend the rest of his life in federal prison, whether his death sentence is carried out or not. For Dr. Scott Weisberg, an Alabama physician dealing with hearing loss and a brain injury, the statement was a chance for him to finally express what he says he's been holding in for 2 years.
When you see me on the street, I look completely normal. You know, if I pull out of my hearing aids, then you'll see that I wear hearing aids. You know, the brain injury, you can't see.
Rebecca Gregory, who lost a leg in the bombing, struck a defiant tone, telling the court she wasn't sure what to say because she doesn't consider herself a victim. "I'm not your victim," she said to Tsarnaev. "I'm not your brother's victim." When he stood up to address the court, Tsarnaev noted that it is the month of Ramadan, a month of reflection, of asking Allah for forgiveness, a month where hearts change, he said. After the bombing, Tsarnaev began to learn the names, the faces, the ages of his victims. He heard their stories, quote, "how horrendous it was, this thing I put you through." Finally, Tsarnaev said, "I am sorry for the lives that I've taken, for the suffering that I've caused you, for the damage that I've done. Irreparable damage." Those words were cold comfort to Lynn Julian, a bombing survivor who suffered a concussion along with injuries to her spine and legs.
He went on to give a sort of Oscar-type speech thanking the judge and thanking the jury and thanking his legal team and those who couldn't be here and his family for testifying and making, and I quote, "making my life easy for the past 2 years." Well, our lives have been anything but easy.
Julian says she was curious, realizing that in 2 years she'd never actually heard Tsarnaev's voice. Afterwards, she says she wished she hadn't. But former Suffolk University student Henry Borgard is more willing to take Tsarnaev's words at face value.
Some of it was hard to hear, you know, but I was really profoundly affected, really deeply moved that he did do that because whether we'd like to acknowledge it or not, his statement, like ours, takes courage because the entire world is watching us right now. And the fact that he made a statement, which he didn't have to do, gives him a little bit of credit in my book.
But for one of the prosecutors, William Weinreb, what Tsarnaev said was not important. What's more important, Weinreb says, is what Tsarnaev didn't say.
He never renounced terrorism. He did not repudiate violent extremism. This is somebody who was being sentenced to death for the acts that he had taken against specific individuals. He addressed his remarks to those individuals, but we didn't hear a word about the reasons for why he did this crime.
But his apology will not change Tsarnaev's fate. As per the jury's decision last month, Judge George O'Toole sentenced him to death. Tsarnaev, O'Toole said, will not be remembered as someone loved by his teachers nor someone who was a good friend, but as someone who maimed and murdered at the 2013 Boston Marathon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz at Federal Court.